Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Michael Salzman back on the show. Mike is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years. He's been hanging out with us. VP of Berman & Company and Research Director formerly at the Employment Policy Institute. He knows all about employment policies, especially the minimum wage and the assault on the franchise industry and those kinds of policies that ultimately have cost us jobs and hurt small businesses. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, always a pleasure to be here and talk to you.
Good to have you back. So what is the your customers, your clients think about the new administration?
Well, you know, I think depending on who you talk to, I think, you know, people were, you know, surprised. I think some people were surprised early on at the win, and a lot of people were. But I think now if you look at particularly the people that he's nominated for his cabinet secretary, I think there's some hope there. You know, Andy Puzder, who's nominated for labor secretary, comes out of the service industry, has a good understanding of sort of job creation and how regulation can destroy jobs. But he is also, and I think this is something, you know, you sort of appreciate, is that he understands the value of the bully pulpit. I mean, he's been willing to get out there on TV. He's been willing to write op-eds and make the case on these policies. And so I would think from a general business perspective, but also from a small business perspective, I think that's a good thing, because the last couple of years, you know, Tom Perez, the Labor Department, has been more focused on kind of boosting labor unions than boosting
labor
the job
unions
market.
Assaulting the Obama administration assaulted, folks. No word less than that. That may not even be a strong enough word. Assaulted the franchise industry. And assaulted companies that dared to open up factories in right-to-work states. It was just an assault on job creators, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you, I mean, I don't know. There are a number of things that annoy me about President Trump, but one of them is not when he said, "If for every regulation you put in place, you can't do it until you take out two." Now, that's my kind of president right there, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, the general approach, I think, over the last, you know, 4 to 8 years, you can couch it in whatever euphemism you want, but if the general idea is that the economy operates better when we tilt the playing field in favor of labor unions, and when we hope that businesses can still create jobs in spite of regulation as opposed to reducing the burden and encouraging it further, you know, I think that's always going to be a counterproductive.
That experiment's over, isn't it? I mean, can we now put that to bed, Mike? Can't we now, what you just said, can't we now put that to bed? I mean, is it not abundantly clear now that tilting the economy in the favor of unions and towards more regulations, that does not create an expansion economy, an expanding economy? It creates an economy that muddles along near recession levels, less than 2% for 8 years. Can't we now put that to bed, Mike?
I think we can. And not only that, I mean, so here's another, you know, data point for you. I mean, I guess this was probably just last week, the latest data on union membership came out. Union membership fell to 10.7%.
That's including the government guys too, right?
That's right.
All unions.
In the 6% range among private sector unions. This is a historic low, and this is after 8 years of unions basically having the most favorable organizing environment.
In history.
And so if people aren't going to, if you're going to have an environment like that, and people are still going to look at unions and they're going to say, you know what, I don't need that in my workplace.
People,
I don't think that's positive.
They can't sell their dog food, Mike. The dogs won't eat their dog food. That's all there is to it. They can't make the sale.
They got a bad model.
Look, they got a bad business model. You know, look, I grew up in a union household. It was important to my family. God bless them, everyone. But things don't last forever. Sell that to Sears, right? Sell that to Macy's.
You know, my boss observed recently that if Richard Trumka, who's the head of the AFL-CIO, if he was a CEO in the private sector and he had presided over the kind of drop in performance, he would have been out in his rear a long time ago.
He wouldn't be in the south of France. He'd be in the south of Sheboygan. That's where he'd be.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Mike Salzman. We're going to talk about minimum wage. I want to see where things are with the new, maybe a little bit more, the new labor secretary and other issues that he's working on that affect you and me and our small businesses out here on Main Street.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.